Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar as well as your own family or personal altar daily. First thing before doing other things. After receiving the day's prayers and blessings, engage the faith prophetic action for the day. Pray more on your own and forward the message to all on your contact. Welcome also to Friday, the 24th in July. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today, July 24th. 7 days to the end of the month. He took God 6 days to create the heaven and the earth. He rested on the seventh. I touched the oil on my head. I pointed to direction wherever you are on earth by faith. Every day, the remaining 7 days this month shall drop honor, shall drop favor, shall drop support and strong assistance for you and your children. I want to pray healing prayers today and tomorrow. That is the inkling I have in my spirit now. One of our redemptive rights in Christ is healing and divine health. Now, if you can do this, please sit on your anointed mantle or cover your head with it. Have faith. After these prayers, you will see that sickness, you won't feel it anymore. The pain will go. Sit on the anointed mantle or cover your head with it. Who is this one person? One of your eyes is giving you problem. Close that eyes and touch that eye. Close it and use a finger to touch it. Healing is coming there. A pregnant woman. Fibroid exists side by side with the baby inside you. Scan showed baby and fibroid together. Lay your hand on your tummy. Fibroid will melt away. The baby will survive and be born. Another pregnant woman, you are seeing blood, which is a sign of threatening abortion. Take water in a cup or in a bottle. You will drink it after the prayer. The leakage will stop. Water you can drink at once. Cancer, a cancer victim or patients, touch that place. Cancer will die. Someone is built for surgery. God will intervene for you. Arthritis, yes, degenerating bones, they call it, your knees, your hip, or your ankle. Healing is coming there. Tie another mantle on that knees or your ankle. Lump in the breast and growth in a part of your body. It will disappear now. Abdominal pain, waist pain, general body pain. You two put water in a cup or in a bottle, the one you can drink at once. Whether I mention your case or not, sit on your anointed mantle and cover your head with another. I speak as I hear from God. Receive your healings now. Mantle, water. Receive healing virtues of the Lord. Release healing virtue. I say to your life, you are healed. I pronounce you are healed. Pains, affliction, and discomfort go now in Jesus' name. Drink the water. Everyone, be confessing and be proclaiming, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Walk up and down. Exercise your faith. You are healed. Sell your testimonies later. Right? First issue today, so many members and listeners are still be responding to the teachings on forgiveness with different perspectives. Wow, I did not know that forgiveness issue is such a touchy matter for so many people. Let's see some of them. But before then, let me read out two or so on the advice for our pastor's sibling. Whose daughter has the issue of getting converted to Islam in BUK, Kano. 1. Good morning, Daddy, and beloved TPGF. Daddy, please, I want to plead with you to read out more responses on the young lady that got converted to Islam so we can all learn from those messages. Another person, please. The pastor-daughter issue should be handled with love and wisdom. I know of a similar case when the parents refused because of their position in the church, the girl jumped inside water and killed herself. Another, the issue of the pastor's daughter who wants to marry a Muslim. This is one of the devices of the devil to attack the ministry of the pastor. The lady is no longer herself, and she's being monitored seriously. She is not in love. She has fallen into a trap. Let the father pretend to love her daughter, that he still loves her, and that she should come home to let them discuss it. With prayers, she will come. Her parents must not allow her to go back to the UK. Take her completely away from Kano environment. If she remains in that university, they will make sure her parents will never set their eyes on her again. Daddy, let TPGF also raise altar of prayer for this daughter. Let's stop here. So many people are still sending their concerns and their counsels. Now, on forgiveness issue. Our darling daddy, thank you for your steadfastness in God's service. More grace, sir. Still on forgiveness, my brand new laptop was stolen while we were writing exam in a highly respected seminary of a leading Pentecostal mission a few years ago. This changed my perception of servants of God. I can't get this issue off my mind as it kept coming back, even when I wanted to pray. How do I let it go, sir? I love my pastor dearly. Wow. Number one, it is not all those who get enrolled in seminary that are genuine children of God. Same with church congregation anywhere in the world. Judas was one of the 12 who ate and danced with the Lord. Yet, the Bible says the devil entered into Judas and he took bribe and betrayed his master. Don't see every pastor with that mind. Don't paint all of us with the same brush. As for your laptop, take your mind off it. God might have provided a better or another laptop for you since then. And then who knows? You might still be able to recover your stolen laptop, though you said it's a few years ago now. Pray it off your mind. And each time it wants to come to your mind again, rebuke that thought. You may still remember, but you won't feel the pain again. Next, good morning, TPGF family. On the teachings that we should forgive, the Bible says in Luke 17, verses 3 and 4, NIV version of the Bible. So watch yourself. If your brother or a sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive. Verse 4, even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you, saying, I repent, you must forgive. Now, daddy, what if they don't come back? Will you still forgive? Because most of times, people don't come back to repent of what they did. Wow. To get the correct perspective of some of the teachings of Jesus Christ in the Bible, do not read it only in one version. On this issue of forgiveness, for instance, don't read it only in Luke 17, as you quoted here. Also read it in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, where Jesus Christ said, if your brother sinned against you, go to him, you and him alone. Tell him you offended me, with a view to settling the matter. He said, go to the offender. Don't wait for him or her to come to you begging. You cannot just take his teachings on forgiveness in Luke chapter 17 and not take the one in Matthew 18. For me, Matthew 18 presents a more mature perspective. You go to the one that hurts you and resolve the matter. If God had waited for we sinners to come begging, our redemption would have been impossible. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, while we are yet sinners, yet Jesus Christ died for us. He did not wait for we sinners to come and be begging and be feeling sorry for ourselves before forgiving us. I will go for that one. Scriptures interpret scriptures. They don't contradict it. Listeners, your comment on this. Please rebroadcast to all or your contact. Let what is blessing you also bless them. Tomorrow is our communal service day online. Please prepare. Then, have you paid your tithe on your latest earning and sow your seed? All the seed we preach and teach and believe. So, to our welfare account also, we just fed and empowered 300 widows that are widows indeed. This last Wednesday, July 22, it cost us some millions of nairas. Help us to help the less privileged. What can you sow? Oh, can I get 4 people that can sow 1 million naira or is equivalent to the welfare account for the widows we just attended to? Or sow whatever God lays in your heart to that account. Let me give you the account again. Turning Point Welfare Account, Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. Do as God may lay on your heart. And if there are 4 people who can do that chunk, it will help us a lot. I pray for everyone. You are blessed. You are lifted. The God of power, the God that has mercy on us to save us while we are yet sinners, will prosper you. God send me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.